this. There we go. All right. In football, American football, when the quarterback gets injured, they send in the second string guy. I'm the second string guy. And a lot of times you don't have a lot of notice when you're the second stringer. So having been with you before, I know how gracious you can be. And I know how gracious God can be. And if you wouldn't mind, can we start by praying for my friend, Pastor Kat? Father God, we know that Cap would want to be here this morning. And I know how much he enjoys coming to the Chinese church and preaching here. So we just ask that you be with him this morning over at Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital. We ask that you take away the pain that he's having. That the physicians are able to isolate the problem that he's experiencing. And that he be completely healed. Father, we thank you for Pastor Cap this morning. In Jesus' great name.
Amen.
This is a big Bible. Well, I gave you a couple of, what shall we call them? They are kind of visual aids today. And this is a great word. But we'll find out more about that later. If you're like me, I'm not very modern. I don't use these too often. I'm not good at it. And I don't like pens. Because pens are forever. And I like to make a lot of mistakes, excuse me. You see this little thing here? The eraser? It is of my very good friend. Alright? But not enough for me. So, I often carry a bigger one. Helps with more mistakes. I am so thankful for erasers. Because they give me opportunities to do things over. I'm going to ask if you'd turn with me this morning in your Bibles to one of the greatest stories, I think, that is in the Bible. It is called the Parable of the Lost Son. You may know it as the story of the prodigal son. Luke, in his Gospel, has just gone through a series of teachings on lost things. And so he talks about the fact that there were lost sheep. And he talks about a woman who had lost some coins.
他讲到了一个富人失上了一个银钱。
And he finally talks about this young son who was lost to his father.
他最终还是讨论到了这个失上的儿子。
Will you turn with me to Luke chapter 15?
请大家打开到路加福音第十五章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
The story is very familiar to most Christians.
这个故事对大多数基督徒来说都很熟悉。
And yet there is a phenomenal richness to the words as we once again read them.
但是呢，如果我们再仔细阅读的话，对我们来说有非常丰富的寓意在里面。
I want you to think about how you were lost at one point, or maybe lost today.
那我想让你们仔细思考是，在曾经一点，你们是如何的失丧。或者你们今天是如何的是失丧的。
Jesus continued.
耶稣说
There was a man who had two sons.
一个人有两个儿子。
The younger one said to his father,
小儿子对父亲说
Father, give me my share of the estate.
父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
And so he divided his property between them.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and then squandered his wealth in wild living.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
I like that sentence, squandered his wealth in wild living.
我喜欢这句话，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
After he had spent everything,
积耗尽了所有的一切,
there was a severe famine in that whole country,
又遇到那地方大遭饥荒,
and he began to be in need.
就穷苦起来。
And so, he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs.
于是去投靠那地方一个人,那人打发他到田里去放猪。
He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚饼来充饥。
But no one gave him anything.
也没有人给他。
When he came to his senses,
他醒悟过来。
He said,
他就说,
How many of my father's hired men have food to spare?
我父亲有多少雇工,口粮有余。
And here I am starving to death.
我倒在这里饿死吗？
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him,
我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说
Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。
Make me like one of your hired men.
把我当作一个雇工吧。
And so he got up and went to his father.
于是起身起来往他父亲那里去。
But while he was still a long way off,
相离还远。
His father saw him,
他父亲看见。
And was filled with compassion for him.
就动了慈心。
He ran to his son,
跑过去。
Threw his arms around him,
抱着他的颈项。
And kissed him.
连连与他亲嘴。
The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子。”
But the father said to his servants,
父亲却吩咐仆人说：
Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him.
把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿。
Put a ring on his finger.
把戒指给戴在他指头上。
And sandals on his feet.
把鞋穿在他脚上。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it.
把那肥牛犊牵来宰了。
Let's have a feast and celebrate.
我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this son of mine was dead, and he is alive again.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。
He was lost, and he is found.
他们就快乐起来。
And so they began to celebrate.
他们就快乐起来。
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field.
那时大儿子正在田里。
And when he came near the house,
他回来离家不远。
He heard music and dancing.
他听见作乐跳舞的。
And so he called one of the servants.
便叫过来一个仆人来。
And asked him what was going on.
问什么事。
Your brother has come, he replied.
仆人说你兄弟回来了。
And your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
你父亲因他得无病无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
The older brother became angry.
大儿子却生气。
And refused to go in.
不肯进去。
And so his father went out and pleaded with him.
他父亲就出来劝他。
But he answered his father.
他对父亲说。
Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders.
我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
Yet you never even gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends.
你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home,
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一回来。
You kill the fattened calf for him.
你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
My son,
父亲对他说。
The father said,
儿啊。
You are always with me.
你常和我同在。
And everything I have is yours.
我一切所有的都是你的。
But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And he is alive again.
啊，他死而复活。
He was lost.
失而又得。
And he is found.
他被寻到。
To me, that is one of the most powerful stories in the Bible.
对我来说，这是圣经中最有能力的一段一个故事。
Because that's all our story.
因为这是我们每个人的故事。
It's my story.
这是我的故事。
It's your story.
这也是你的故事。
And it's your sons and daughters' story.
这也是你儿子女儿的故事。
Rembrandt painted this painting.
Rembrandt 画了这幅画。
And it hangs in a museum in St. Petersburg, Russia.
他在俄罗斯的圣彼得大教堂现在正在就是挂在那里。
And it's simply called The Return of the Prodigal Son.
那他就简单的就被称作这幅画的名字就是放荡儿子的归回。
Many great men,
很多伟大的人
have studied this painting.
他们就研究了这一幅画。
The prodigal son kneels before the father.
那这个浪荡子他就在这个父亲面前跪下。
You'll notice that he's got rags for clothes.
你要看到他那个这个衣服很破。
And much has been made of the picture because he has no shoe on the left foot.
那可以看到他的左脚都没有鞋。
The father gently holds him with both hands.
那父亲就是很温柔的用双手抱着他。
Welcoming him back into his arms.
欢迎他回到他自己的怀抱。
The older brother.
那另外一个长子。
Is on the left.
在另外一边。
No, that's the right. I'm sorry.
在右边其实。
The older brother looks on in disdain almost. His expression. Go ahead.
对那个长子的看上去非常的不高兴。
His expression carefully crafted by Rembrandt.
他的表情被这个画家很清楚的描述了出来。
One writer has said that we each of us.
那有一个作家说，我们每一个人。
Play all three parts.
我们每一个人都会扮演这三个角色。
We have been a prodigal.
我们曾经是一个放荡孩子。
We have been the Pharisaical.
我们有点像这个法利赛人的这种孩子。
Older brother.
这个老这个长子。
And we hope to be the loving father.
我们希望的是要变成这个充满慈爱的。
I stand before you today with two big desires. The first is that I want to get to heaven myself. I want to get to heaven
myself.
The other is that I'd like to take you all along with me. Father God, if I don't speak as you would have me speak, what will become of me? If these good people do not hear as they should hear, what will become of them? Help us not to neglect so great a salvation.
那伟大的救恩。
For the same Lord of all,
对于同样一位万事万物的主
is rich to all,
他对万物也是丰富的
those that are calling on him.
那对那些呼求他的人也是丰富的这个
Romans says if we call out,
那个在罗马书上讲说我如果我们向主呼求
he richly answers us.
他丰富的回应我们
God is rich in a word that sometimes we lack.
那神在一个丰富的世界里面，有些时候我们其实是缺乏。
And if this one word is all that you remember today,
那这里有一个词，如果你一定要记住的话，今天
I've done my job.
那我就做好了我的工作了。
The word is forgiveness.
这个词的就是原谅。
It is a word that's so misunderstood.
这是一个被大家很多。
Perhaps it's un-understood is a better way of putting it.
或者是说是没有被真正理解的一个词。
It is one of the great truths of the Bible.
它是圣经中的一个最伟大的事实真理。
People think there's all kinds of wonderful truth in the Bible.
人们认为圣经中有各式各样的美好的真理。
And there are.
是的，有。
But there are only really about 10 big ones.
但是事实上应该说只有十个。
And every story, every chapter of the Bible, every single book of the Bible talks about these same 10 things over and over and over again.
那每一章圣经的每一章每一本书每一个故事都是讲这十个故事一次一次的在讲。
One of the things God wants us to understand is that we are to be people of forgiveness.
那神让我们想要理解的一件事情就是神让我们做一群人能够原谅别人的人。
When I was a young attorney,
当我是一个年轻的律师,
seems like a long time ago,
看起来像很长时间以前啊,
I was a prosecutor.
我是一个诉讼人。
And we had this case where this business gentleman had been stopped by the state troopers.
那有一个年轻的生意人呢，他被这个州的警察给停下了。
And the trooper was attempting to write him a traffic ticket.
那这个州的这个交通警察就想要给他这个开一张这个交通的罚单。
Well, this businessman decided that it might be a good idea to hand the police officer $100 bill.
那他也许这个生意人就想，是不是可以这个行贿，就给一个这个警察一些钱啊
？And the trooper became very indignant.
这个警察呢，交通警察变得非常的愤怒。
I don't know if it was because of the act.
我不知道是不是因为这个举动啊
，or the amount of money，
或者是这个一
千，being too low，
一块钱。
All right, but at any rate, they charged him with the felony charge of bribery.
那他就紧接着就把这个年轻人就是定了一个更大的一个重罪。
Now this case went through all the processes.
那当这个案件经过了一系列的处理
，indictment，
这个就是认定罪
，negotiations，
讨论
，and no resolution could be reached.
没有一个结论可以得到。
The judge felt that the district attorney's office of which I represented was making too much of this.
那个这个法官觉得我这个诉讼的这个律师啊，把这个事情搞得太大了。
And that this businessman didn't deserve to have a felony conviction for something so stupid.
那这个年轻的生意人其实他不值得因为这么愚蠢的一件小事情而受到一个重罪的处罚。
So we ended up having a real trial.
所以我们就做了一个真正的一个这个法庭的审判。
And the judge looked at the defendant, the man who had tried to bribe the police officer.
那这个法官就看到了这个看着这个辩护人，就是这个被告人，
And his,
他就是想要受贿的那个行贿的那个。
And he looked at his attorney.
那看到他的律师。
And he said, "I think you should waive your jury, and just have a trial in front of me."
我就想你最好把你的这个陪审团都是遣散，你就跟我讲吧。
See, in New York, you can just give up your right to a jury trial and let the judge try it.
在纽约州呢，你可以让这个陪审团先离开，然后你就只是让这个法官来这个裁决。
And we call this the judge just kind of winked at the defendant. Okay? winked. He winked to the defendant.
他就可以向这个被告人可以眨眼睛。
So we tried the case in front of the judge.
所以我们就在这个法官面前就是过了这个整个的庭审。
And if you really think in terms of evidence, it was a slam dunk for the prosecution, for me. It was an easy case.
那如果说就是以证据来看呢，对我来说真的是对我这个诉讼人真的是一个非常简单的一个事情。
And to everybody present, there's not a shadow of a doubt but that this gentleman handed a $100 bill to the police officer.
在现场的每一个人非常确毫无疑问的那个这个人他向一个警察给了100块钱的这个
And not only was it beyond a reasonable doubt of guilt, which is the standard in New York,
那他不是说只是超越了这个就是通过推理的这个怀疑
But there was no shadow of doubt at all but that this guy was guilty.
那其实是根本没有任何推理性的这个怀疑，因为这个是确定无疑的一个，他是错误，他是有罪的。
The judge took his glasses down like this.
这个法官就把他的这个眼镜就这样子拿了下来。
Reviewed his notes.
那看了他的这个卷宗。
And said, "I'll render my decision now."
那我就要做决定了。
And he looked right at the man. He said,
他看着这个人说
"Sir,
先生
I find you not guilty."
我认为你没有罪。
But if you ever do this again,
如果再做
I'll throw you in jail.
我要把你送进监狱里。
Well, my sense, I was a young attorney.
那我当时是一个年轻的律师。
My sense of righteousness was upset by the verdict.
我的那个正义的这种感觉啊，就是
So I went to the judge and said, how could you do that?
我就对这个审法官就说，你怎么能这样做？
And he looked at me and he said,
他看着我说,
Mike,
Mike,
sometimes the best justice
有时候最好的公义
is simple forgiveness.
就是简单的原谅。
I wasn't a Christian at the time.
我那个时候还不是基督徒。
But when I became a Christian,
但是当我变成一个基督徒的时候,
I finally understood.
我最终理解了。
That he was giving this man grace.
他给这个年轻人一个恩典。
You see, forgiveness is the cornerstone of our relationship with God.
那这个宽恕、饶恕是真的是跟我们与神关系的一个基石。
At the very center of God's heart,
在神心意的中心
is His desire to forgive us.
是他想要原谅我们的愿望。
And it sets in motion the entire redemptive process. The whole book is a reconciliation. It's a love story.
所以整个的圣经其实整个就是活动起来了，就是告诉我们整个的圣经就是一个原谅的一个故事。
Forgiveness was the process which ended up putting Jesus on the cross.
原谅而就是一个过程，能够让这个耶稣基督最后他还是被挂在了十字架上。
I once talked to a fourth grader over here.
我有一次跟这个四年级的学生说话。
He does the sermon a lot quicker than me.
他讲这个讲道讲得比我快多了。
He said, God has a big eraser.
神有一个很大的橡皮擦。
He does. He has a big eraser. And if I had enough of these, I'd hand them to each one of you.
那这确实是，如果我有足够的，我真的想给你们每人一个。
So you could give an eraser to a friend. Not just for my need for erasing, but for my need to also help you erase some things.
对，所以你就可以把这个橡皮传给你的朋友，然后不只是为了我自己的。
That's yours.
不只是为了我自己的这个错误，我也可以让我朋友的错误传递下去，让他也去涂抹他自己的错误。
Sometimes we try to understand God.
有时候我们为了理解神。
We pick out all his attributes.
我们把他的这个属性都总结起来。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is mercy.
神是恩慈。
God is forgiveness.
神是原谅。
And we use words.
我们用的是话语。
That we really don't understand yet.
而这些词我们真的不一定真正彻底理解。
And yet you know somewhere deep down inside, don't you, that God's forgiveness is part of your salvation?
那你在你那个时候不知道吗？这个神的这个谅解真的是神救赎的一部分。
In Exodus, we see God's forgiveness is part of his nature, because it says in Exodus, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious Lord.
那在这个出埃及记里面，我们可以看出来，这个原谅是神这个救赎的一部分。他讲主啊主啊，是你让原谅。
Is slow to anger.
不要轻易发怒。
Abounding in love.
在你丰盛的慈爱里面。
Maintaining his love to thousands.
向万人施慈爱。
Forgiving wickedness.
原谅过犯。
Rebellion and sin.
原谅叛逆和罪。
You having trouble?
I don't know which chapter, which verse.
Oh, okay. It's Exodus 34. Okay. 6 and 7. But.
但是。
The bottom line is.
最基本的是。
God goes a long way.
神他真的是一个长远计划。
To forgive us.
来原谅我们。
God is long-suffering.
他其实是忍耐了很久。
And he basically does that. I mean, hold on. We're all supposed to be gone by now.
真的，我们想一下，我们其实应该现在都是被灭亡的。
I mean, God should have come back right away and took everybody and we're all in heaven and the bad guys go to hell.
那个神就应该立刻来到
世间。Let's make it simple.
就是把这个好人都提上，然后坏人放了地狱里面，就是这个事情就这么简单。
Why didn't he do that? Why are we still here?
为什么他不这么做？为什么我们现在还都在这里？
Why hasn't he come back and got?
为什么他现在还没有来到我们这里？
Pat just finished a big sermon series on the end.
那这个帕特牧师他有一个正在一直在讲到这个末世。
There's one reason we're still here.
有一个我们在这里的重要的原因。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
And he desires that none, capital none, should perish.
他希望的是没有一人，没有一个人要沉沦。
And so we are very impatient.
我们其实很不耐心。
But he wants to give people time.
And
more time.
他其实是想给人时间
And more time.
更多的时间，更多的时间。
Come on, God.
神啊。
But I have a son that's not saved.
但是我有一个儿子还没有被得救。
And I have a mother that's not saved.
我有一个母亲还没有得救。
And I have many friends that aren't saved.
我还有很多的朋友还没有得救。
And you probably have many friends and people you love who are not saved.
也许你有很多你的朋友，你爱的人都也还没有得救。
So aren't you glad that God is a gracious, forgiving God?
所以你不觉得真的是很应该为着神是一个原谅的神而高兴吗？
That you guys have more time to spend with your loved one and talk about God to them?
所以你们可以有更多的时间跟你们所亲爱的人在一起，来一起讲论神的慈爱。
God's whole book is about forgiveness, by the way.
神的整本书都是在讲神的这个原谅。
God should have taken Adam and Eve and said, "That's it."
神就应该把这个亚当夏娃就是带走，就是说就这样了。
He should have destroyed everybody.
他应该把这个每个人都消灭掉。
But he doesn't do that.
但他没有这么做。
Plato. Do you guys ever do Plato? I love Plato. It's clay.You can make stuff.
橡皮泥。
You can make stuff.
你可以用来捏东西。
And when I make something, it's pretty bad. I'm very bad at this.
当我做些东西的时候，我就做得很不好。
And so you sit here and you make stuff.
当你坐在那里，你做一个捏一个东西出来。
And you make a person.
捏一个人。
And you do this. Now if I'm God.
如果我是神的话。
And I don't like this.
我不喜欢这个。
I would just go like this.
就这样子了，就把它又
Just do that. Don't you do that when you don't like something? You just start all over again.
我就这么做了。但你如果不喜欢什么东西的话，你是不是就这样？我就重新开始。
All right, let's start over.
那我们重新来一遍。
Aren't you glad that God didn't do that?
你应该高兴神没有这么做。
He said, "All right, give me that thing. Let's see if we could do a little bit of this and a little." He's trying to forgive us.
他其实就是一点那点的捏造我们，他实际是想要原谅我们。
He's teaching us how to forgive.
他在教我们如何去原谅别人。
Joseph and his brothers, remember that story in the Bible?
约瑟和他的弟兄们，你们记得吗？
Joseph forgave. Did you believe he forgave his brothers?
你能不能相信他就约瑟就完全原谅他的弟兄？
That's pretty hard.
那是非常难的事。
They sold him into slavery. He could have died. They didn't care. They didn't see him for 25. Yeah, you sit there and they deserved to have, get whatever they, was coming to him.
他就把这弟兄们就把他整个就卖给当用当做奴隶，真是一直受苦二十五年没有见过。
But Joseph simply says,
约瑟就简单的说
，What you intended for bad,
你们是
God used for good.
你们想寓意想要做坏事，但是神的心意是好的。
The whole Levitical system. Everybody loves to read the book of Leviticus, right?
It's
your favorite reading. I know it is.
立位记这本书大家每个人都很喜欢读吧。
But Leviticus, the system itself.
但是在立位记里面整个这个系统。
All the rules in Leviticus.
里面的里面的法则。
All the different ways that they talk about the offering.
那他讲到了人们献祭的整个的这种不同的方法。
At its heart is a system of forgiveness.
是在这个整个这个神原谅了这个心意的核心。
Can we forget that Jephthah, who was one of the judges of Israel, was illegitimate? That Jephthah is in the Bible. He's a judge.
哦，是一个士师记里面的一个士师。
God uses.An illegitimate person.
他用的是一个，其实是一个非法的一个人。
Samson.
三孙啊，参孙。
Best, he was a liberty.
他是。
At best. And yet he ruled over Israel for 20 years.
但是他统治了以色列二十年。
Eli, remember Eli? Samuel, remember Samuel?
Samuel.
Bad fathers.
以莱有非常是非常坏的一个父亲。
Rahab, prostitute.
拉合的一个妓女。
And yet,
但是
these people are in the line of Christ.
这些人都在主基督的这个家谱里面。
David,
大卫
he kills a guy.
他杀了一个人。
David.
大卫
sleeps with the guy's wife.
他就跟那个被杀的人的妻子同寝。
Jonah,
约拿
Jonah runs the other way.
跑到另外的一边。
Moses,
摩西
kills the Egyptian.
他杀了埃及人。
God uses these people
神用这些
as examples to you of His forgiveness.Of his continual, constant forgiveness throughout the Bible.
来证明他用这些例子来证明他是有一个持续的这个原谅。
And in Jesus' teaching in the New Testament, you have his parables, the prodigal son.
耶稣在新约中继续教导，有这么多的预言，这个浪荡的孩子。
You have his miracles.
他有这么多的神迹。
A woman comes out of nowhere in a crowd and touches Jesus.
有一个
Who touched me?
一个妇人就从这个人群中触摸耶稣，谁在触摸耶稣
？And the apostles, it was a big crowd. Everybody's bumping into each other. Jesus, he says, "No, I felt the power come out of me."
使徒就说，有这么多人，你没有人真正的摸你。然后耶稣说，我有能力从我身上流出去了。
She wasn't supposed to touch him. That's unclean.
她不应该去
In Hebrew law.
碰耶稣的，因为她是根据律法来讲，她不是不洁净。
Jesus not.Not only does Jesus forgive her,
耶稣不仅原谅了他,
he heals her.
他医治了他。
Judas is betrayed by, I'm sorry, Jesus is betrayed by Judas.
耶稣是被犹大卖出卖。
And yet in the garden,
但是在克西马尼园里,
what does Jesus call Judas when he approaches?
那当耶稣靠近犹大的时候，他怎么称呼他?
Friend.
朋友。
He calls him friend.
朋友。
Look it up.
看一下
Peter
彼得
I don't know him
我不知道
I tell you I don't know the guy
我跟你讲我其实我不知道这个人
And he runs away from Jesus
他就跟跑离
In his hour of need
在耶稣需要他的时候就离开了
And yet He sees him on the shore And he says to Peter
但是他在岸边的时候就看到了彼得，跟彼得讲
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我吗？
How many times did Peter deny him?
彼得有几次不认耶稣的？
Three times.
三次。
How many times did he ask Peter if he loved him?
有几次耶稣问他，你爱不爱我？
He took time to forgive and to restore Peter.
他用这个机会来原谅，来恢复彼得。
The prayers of Jesus, overwhelming.
耶稣基督的祷告真的是充满了能力。
Sermon on the Mount.
在山上的宝训。
Forgive us our sins.
原谅我们的罪。
Might as well say that. We fight whether it's debts or trespasses, and we get confused about it. Forgive us our sins.
请你原谅我们的罪。
And we forgive those who sin against us.
我们原谅我们罪，就像我们原谅别人的罪。
Twice he talks about forgiveness.
有两次他讲到。
In the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus talks about something twice in the same sermon.Pretty significant. And if you cannot forgive your brother his sins, then your sins will not be forgiven.
Scary.
The letters of Paul, John, the letter of Romans, the book of Philemon. All about forgiveness.
全都是原谅的事情。
In 1 John,
在约翰一书里
1:9,
第一章九节
If we confess our sins,
如果我们是向耶稣认罪
He is faithful and just.
他是信实的，他是公义的
To forgive us our sins.
可以原谅我们的罪
And purify us.
洁净我们的心
From all unrighteousness. I hope I just briefly showed you that forgiveness is throughout the scriptures.
我希望我能够向大家已经写明这个原谅是全圣经里都充满的。
Some people think the first mistake that they have is that they can't be forgiven.
有些人他有一个错误的观点，就是他们犯了错，其实不能被原谅。
They don't deserve it.
他们不配被原谅。
Some of you may be sitting there today.
有些人你们坐在这里的时候
and saying, I've done too much bad junk.
可能就是讲我做了太多的错事。
If I told you about my history,
如果我告诉你我自己的历史
you'd feel really good about yourself.
你会觉得你自己不错了。
Right, but I don't want to do that today. You'll have to have coffee with me.
那我这个不想现在做，因为你得跟我坐下来一起喝咖啡才行。
But in Romans 8,
在那个罗马书第八章
What then shall, this is 8:31, it keeps going.What then shall we say in response to this?
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？
If God is for us,
神若帮助我们，
who can be against us?
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Turn to the person next to you and say, God is for you.
转向你旁边的一位人说神是帮助我们的，神是帮助你的。
God is for you.
God is for you.
He who did not spare his own son,
他既不爱惜自己的儿子
but gave it all up for us,
为我们众人舍了
how will he not also,
他岂不也把
along with him,
一同他万物和他一同
graciously give all these things,
白白的赐给我们呢
who will bring any charge against those,
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢
whom God has chosen,
有神称他们为义了
it is God who justifies.
是神称他们为义的。
Who is it that condemns?
谁能定他们的罪呢？
Christ Jesus, who died more than that.
有耶稣基督已经死了。
Who was raised to life.
而且从死里复活。
Is at the right hand of the Father.
现今在神的右边。
And is interceding for us.
也替我们祈求。
And he asks this great question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
然后就问这个伟大的问题：谁能与我们使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？Shall trouble？
难道是患难吗
？Or hardship？
是苦 困苦吗?
Or persecution?
是逼迫吗?
Or famine?
是饥饿吗?
Or naked?
是赤身露体吗?
Or danger?
是危险吗?
Or sword?
是刀剑吗?
And if you skip down,
如果你继续往下,
to 38,
到38节,
I am convinced that neither death,
因为我深信无论是死,
nor life,
是生,
neither angels,
是天使,
nor demons,
是掌权的,
neither the present,
是有位的,
nor the future,
是现在的事,
nor any power,
是将来的事,
neither height,
是在高处的,
nor depth,
是低处的,
nor anything else in all creation,
是别的受造之物,
will be able to separate us from the love of God,
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝,
that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这爱是在我们的主耶基督耶稣里。
There is nothing that you have done,or can do, or will do, that can separate you from God's forgiveness. Nothing.
没有一件你曾经做过的，你想做的，你能做的事情，可以把我们与基督耶稣的爱隔绝。没有任何一件事情。
But there's one thing you can't do.
但是有一件事情你可以做。
You can't earn it.
你不能。
You can't do anything to earn forgiveness.
不能够做任何的事情去争取爱。
You can only believe in the Son of God. Your justification, your ability to stand before the gates of God,
are
very simply because of Jesus Christ. Your simple faith in Jesus Christ.And yet for centuries after century after century,
但是多少个世纪多少个世纪之后,
as one writer put it, man is incredibly addicted,
这一位作家说人是非常在一个世界上很上瘾,
doing something for his own salvation,
去做一些事情来让自己能够得到救赎。
Jesus died on a cross.
耶稣在十字架上死了。
And he died on that cross between two robbers.
他在十字架上的两个强盗。
One, he saved so that none would despair.
所以
didn't deserve it, didn't do anything for it.
有一个人什么都没干，不配得，但是他被救了。
Okay, so we don't earn it.
我们不是挣取来的。
But the thief on the other side,
但是另外的一个盗贼
wasn't saved.
没有被得救。
So that we don't presume upon it.
所以我们也不会相信他是得救的。
Can we go ahead then and simply do whatever we want down here?
那我们能不能就是说，就是。因着这个救恩，就出去想做我们想做的事情，做我们想做的事。
What did Paul say? By no means.
保罗说的是不行的。
Paul said no.
保罗说不行。
One of my favorite hymns is an old hymn.
那我最喜欢的一首赞美诗是一首旧老的赞美诗。
We're just going to say these words.
那就是说一些词。
Would you say them with me?
你能不能跟我一起讲啊
？Jesus paid it all.
耶稣付了所有的代价。
All to Him I owe.Sin has left a crimson stain. Crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
耶稣让流抹掉了所有罪人的罪的罪，像雪一样白。
Never forget that there was a great price that was paid for your forgiveness.
真的是不要永远不要忘记这个耶稣基督为我们极重的代价，然后赦罪。
When I go to the store, I have to show a receipt.
当我们到商店里面，我们要拿出这个收据来。
Jesus Christ is my receipt.
那耶稣基督就是我的收据。
It's been paid for.
已经付过了代价。
My kids love this one toy. My grandkids.
我有一个孩子，我有一个孙子，很喜欢这个玩具。
They do all this drawing on it. They use these little knobs.
他们用这个一些小的按钮在上面去作画。
Etch-a-sketch? Have you heard of Etch-a-sketch? I'm sure you have.
叫一个什么 画画的一个小的玩具。
All you gotta do is start over again, flip it over and shake it.
啊，你就是能做的事情就是把它摇一摇，就可以了。
And you get a chance, the slate is wiped clean. You start all over again.
你就有一个机会重新再来。
Christians,
基督徒们
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
we can live a life where every morning.
我们可以过一样的生活，我们每天早上。
Your etch-a-sketch is wiped clean.
你自己的那个玩具是可以去干净。
As a matter of fact, you should get up and you should put one next to your bed.
那其实你应该是放一个在你旁边。
Shake it every morning.
你就摇一摇每天早上。
As a reminder that you have a new day.
那对你下一个提醒，你每一天都是新的一天。
And all the bad junk is gone.
那些旧的那些垃圾都已经过去了。
I know that you've been carefully watching that word all the time I've been speaking.
啊，我知道你们正是一直都在我讲话的时候，只使劲的看那个词。
And don't try to get me to pronounce it.
不要让我去发音去说出它来啊。
Isumajojo, you're there. Jojong Nainermek. Isumajojo Nainermek. It's not English.
它不是英语的一个词。
It's not Chinese.
也不是中文。
It's from the Inuit people.
是因纽特人。
The Eskimos.
爱斯基摩人。
The Eskimos don't have a word for forgiveness.
哦，爱斯基摩人没有一个词是讲原谅。
They don't know that word.
他们不知道这样一个词。
All they say is, I'm not able to think about it anymore.
他们能说的就是说我再也不去想这个问题了。
So if you want to copy this word, put it on your mirror at home.
如果你想这个把这个词抄下来放在你家里的这个一个镜子上。
I'm not able to think about it anymore.
我从来都不想再想这件事了。
God is speaking Eskimo to you right now.
那他就是神就是变成了一个爱斯基摩人对我们来说。
When you shake,your etch-a-sketch every morning,
当你
and you go in the bathroom and you look at that word, you're going to know that God has a new day every day for you. Do something with it.
当你每天就是
you are forgiven, not so that you could just feel good.
神每天都提醒你，我们每天都是一个新的一天。
You're forgiven so that you can go show the world.
所以你被原谅了，所以你可以到世界上展示出来，我是被原谅的，我有新的一天。
Will you pray with me?
你能不能跟我一起祷告？
Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for your system, it's not ours.
那我谢谢，这是你的一个体系，不是我们的体系。
Your love, Father, is so great.
你的天父的爱啊，你是如此的浩大。
Teach us to be better forgivers, Father.
教我们是变成更好的原谅者。
Let us feel that we are forgiven, Father.
让我们能够感觉到我们是原谅者。
Because you want to give us the strength.
因为你想给我们能力
you want to give us the purpose
你给我们目的
to live a life for you, Father.
能够过一个为你而的生活
not weighed down with anchors
而不是说在那个抛锚的生活
not weighed down with junk
不是跟这个垃圾一起的生活
Your Apostle Paul said
你保罗使徒说
Let us throw off everything that hinders us
让我们抛去一切阻碍我们的
As we run this race,
当我们跑这个跑
，Father,
的时候
in a song that I recently heard, it says, "Live every day like you're dying."
主啊，在我听到最近的一首歌，跑就像每一天都像我们自己就是要死掉一样去。
And the guy said in the movie, the guy in the song, he says, "I would give forgiveness."
那在这个电影里面，他也说我要给出我的原谅。
Father, we just Take a moment, get quiet, and say thank you.
主啊，天父，让我们就用点时间整理下来，说谢谢。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢你，天父。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.